This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFK.
Four minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Shout out to Big City Roadhouse, Big City Flavor, Roadhouse Comfort. You guys try the tavern style pizza. You will not be let down, I promise you. It's a great environment there. If you guys remember where the cables, I say the old cables, it wasn't that long ago, but where the cables location was, Big City Roadhouse took over. And they are doing some awesome things there. So tell them we sent you here from the whole show. They've got a full bar with creative cocktails and a curated selection of margaritas, including margarita flights made with fresh lime juice and agave nectar, plus a great selection of beers on tap. That's, again, Big City Roadhouse. We here at the station, we are Big City Roadhouse people. We love that place. And so we suggest you guys do the same. Try it out if you haven't done so. Just yet. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, so Jocena Anderson, former ESPN anchor personality, I guess, she had tweeted out something, you know, about Cordell Stewart and, you know, what it would look like. You know, he's hiring an agency to look for college jobs. This is the Post. I'm told former Steelers quarterback, QB, and Colorado Hall of Famer Cordell Stewart has retained Young Money APAA Sports for his representation as he pursues a collegiate head coaching opportunity. Sources say there's interest in the open Colorado State job. And again, yes, I know it's easy enough to just find a reporter. Like, I could text Brian Howell right now and say, hey, Brian, I'm interested in being the offensive coordinator for Coach Prime. And if Brian wanted to, he could throw that out there, and my name would be all over the world. I doubt Brian would do that. Brian Howell, what do you think, man? Do me a solid, get my name out there and connect it with CU?
Sure, why not? I tell you what, there's a lot of things I'm interested in that I could, you know, throw out there, and we'll see if it happens. But, you know, you got to have interest on both sides. And, there's a lot of things we'd all be interested in, right?
Yeah, and it's easy to throw that out there, and it makes for great clicks, it makes for a fun conversation. I don't know, I've had fun talking about it. I was a diehard Cordell Stewart fan. In fact, as I was texting you, Brian, I picked up my book that I keep in my office, 100 Things Colorado Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and page number 148, chapter 43 features all things Cordell Stewart. So, he's a legend. He's a Buffs legend, and Mr. Brian Howell wrote all about him. I just think it's an interesting idea. He doesn't have a coaching background, but if you can surround yourself with good enough people, who knows? But no, I don't think CSU would necessarily be the starter for Cordell Stewart.
No, and I love Cordell. He was fantastic as a player. I always enjoy talking to him, but if you're CSU and you're moving into the Pac-12 conference, you need somebody that's coached, right? that has a little bit of experience. And, I admire Cordell for wanting to get into coaching, but I don't think he just jump right into an FBS job, you know, as a head guy. Hopefully, if that's what he wants to do, you know, get into coaching, go find somewhere where you can get hired as a position coach or something and work your way up.
So how, like, I was texting you this, and I think the Jocena Anderson was the first any of us have heard of this. Is that even, like, 0.001? Is there a 0.001% chance that Cordell's guys are going to reach out to CSU and they would entertain at least a conversation?
I think there's a very high percentage chance they would reach out. It's probably a very low percentage that they would actually seriously consider it, I would think. I mean, I don't know why CSU would be interested, to be honest with you. CSU better than I do, but I don't see why any FBS team would really be interested unless he's coming in with a plan that says, you know what, I got James Franklin as my OC, mm-hmm. I got Nick Saban as my DC.
Now we're getting there.
you know, and I got all these guys you've heard of, and I'm the CEO. Then yeah, okay.
See, but okay, so. And if I let my brain kind of go there, which again, the listeners have just been shredding me today, but if I let my brain kind of go there, I go with, for CSU, it's like, why hasn't it worked? Whatever they've done, they've hired the up and coming OC. They've hired the up and coming twice. They did it with Alabama. They did it with Georgia and Mike Bobo. Then they hired the fired Boston College guy in Steve Adazio. And then they hired the up and coming, well, not really up and coming, but a good head coach in Nevada, and that didn't work. And he's supposed to come in with this air raid idea and float out all this craziness, and that didn't work either. So I guess the crazy Lord of the Rings fantasy side of my brain is like, you've tried all that stuff. What if you just go crazy here? And then, of course, I'm told I'm crazy, and then I shut down.
Well, you know what you sound like is you're describing Colorado. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look, they hired the up-and-comer and Dan Hawkins. They, you know, they hired... you know, the former Buff and NFL guy and John Embry. They hired another up-and-comer in Mike McIntyre, and then the coordinator from Georgia and Mel Tucker, you know, and none of it worked out. And so what'd they do? Let's just go crazy and do the unusual and hire Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And, but the difference is that, you know, Deion Sanders at least had been a college coach at Jackson State, had turned that around, and he had a couple guys named Shadur and Travis Hunter that he could bring with him. So that's a little bit different than the Cordell situation, but I don't think CSU's quite in that desperate a situation, in my opinion.
Brian, here, quick question. I should know, that does Cordell Stewart have any children?
He does. He actually had a son that that walked on briefly at Colorado a couple years ago. I think he was a corner. I can't remember. But he does have kids.
Are they? Do they have any of them have any eligibility left? I mean, I'm just saying we could find another, you know, coach to son quarterback situation here.
I don't think it's going to be quite Coach Prime and Shador.
That's, that's what I in this perfect weird little world that I've created, Ryan. That is where my head is going on all of this. But you know, and again, I 100% like all this idea of the splash hire. Coach Prime, yes, was a splash hire, but what you just said was he went to Jackson State. He learned how to be a coach, whatever type of coach he ends up being. He learned it there first, and then he brought it to CU. That would be the major difference when you're talking about any of these big-name guys. I mean, I'm hearing tons of random guys that never coached at the college level, but that is the kind of difference there, is Coach Prime did have that beginning process where he could get a real feel for how college football business is done and then brought it to CU.
Yeah, and he had also coached in high school for years before that.
True.
Which, you know, as a high school coach, you're dealing with some college coaches as far as recruiting and things like that. So he's way ahead of the game from where Cordell is right now. So I think there's a very, very big difference in those two situations. And, you know, and even with all that, I mean, look at Coach Prime right now. He's 3-7, and they're trying to get this thing back on the rails a little bit. So, you know, there's a lot of people that say that hasn't worked out either. So I think CSU's got to go with somebody with more experience.
You texted me as we were going back and forth about this, and you said, hey, I'm going to give you two legit names on former Buff side of things that CSU should consider. Are we willing to give me those names today, Brian?
Yeah, there's two guys that I would say, I don't know if CSU would consider them, but actual legit candidates that did play for Colorado. One of them is Darren Cheverini.
Yes.
Was the offensive coordinator here. You know, he got ushered out of here with Carl Durrell, things like that. But since then, you know, he went on Chaffey College as a junior college. Chaffey, it was 2-18 the 2 years before he got there. He goes 11-0 in his 1 year at Chaffey. And so then last year he gets hired at Northeastern State in Oklahoma. Northeastern State was 7-70 in the 7 years before Chev got there. They're 7-3 this year, his second year.
Wow.
So wow. He's a guy that, you know, he's got, you know, he was at UCLA, he was at Texas Tech, you know, so he's got some. He's got some experience, not only rebuilding a program, he's got experience, you know, a lot of experience at the college level and the FBS and Power 4 level. So that's one name I would throw out.
That's
there.
A very interesting name, Brian. Well done. That one, that has me intrigued, to say the least.
And I'll tell you this, from my sources, he would be interested.
Wow. So, okay. Well, Brian just bringing straight up real thunder to the show today. I love this.
And here's another one. I don't know if this.
Do we lose you, Brian? Micah, get him back on. He's got another name. Quickly. Michael, hurry, 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 hurry. Darren Cheverini. That would be interesting. And Brian's saying, according to his sources, if that was the guy they contact, would be interested. That's fascinating in what he's done to turn some of these schools around and what he did with Shafi, 11-0, and then Northeastern State, as he said. There are now, what did he say, 7-3 during his time there. That's a legitimate name. That's a legitimate one. Can't get him, Mike. He's got one more name to throw out. We got to get the name here. Come on. Get the triangulation working here. You're going to try it again?
I'm trying. I'm putting up the rabbit ears.
Man, that was a good name. I'm curious to see what the next name is that he's going to say. Faith says, this Cordell Stewart vortex you've created, Brady, seems more interesting the more you talk about it. LOL, not likely, but interesting. Listen, if he can find the right kind of coordinators to surround himself with, does it matter that he doesn't have coaching experience? Or can he just, does he have a big enough name and strong enough connections to make a push here? It's just fascinating to me. Brian said he could hear us, Mike, but we lost him. So keep trying.
I think Wyoming has sabotaged him.
Because they knew who... Oh, there he is. Do you think CU got wind that Brian's trying to... CU got wind that Brian's trying to give some good ideas for CSU's coaching staff, and so they cut the cord there, do you think?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Is he on now?
He is.
Brian Howell back on. You were about to give us this second name, Brian. I'm like, talk about hanging at the edge of my seat here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let's see if we can get this other one out there. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay. The other one I got for you is Ryan Walters.
Yes.
Who is currently the defensive coordinator at Washington and had been the head coach of Purdue. He was a failed head coach at Purdue, but it was his first time as a head coach. But he's got a lot of experience and successful experience as a defensive coordinator at Missouri and Illinois and Washington. So.
Fascinating. Yes, those are okay. I got two names to write down that we're really going to be cooking on here, Brian. Those are.
And I tell you, I like the guy that's been a head coach and he's failed the one time, and give him another shot. Let's see what he's learned from that one experience.
Yeah, no, I that's intriguing. Those are both really. Michael's back there shaking his head because he's a Washington fan. He thinks, "Leave us alone, Brian. Leave us alone." Is what?
Yes, leave my defense alone.
Leave him alone.
Hey, yeah. As long as the Huskies are playing good defense, he's going to be a name somewhere. So
yes, yeah, absolutely.
Washington's playing terrible defense, Nation.
There we go,
it's
Brian.
All farce.
Great job by you, man. And hey, I'm still waiting on the second edition of the 100 Things Colorado Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, but the Coach Prime edition. Because I'm guessing that's going to fill easily 100 or maybe 200 points in a book. Now, we lost him again, Mike. Well, we got the names. We got the names out there, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. Darren Cheverini, who was with Colorado for a bit, and now he's climbing up that ladder, Mike. And then your guy, Ryan Walters, how cool would that be? You would actually be invested in Colorado State. How about that?
Well, my niece goes to Colorado State, so I'm kind of invested in Colorado State.
Doesn't sound like you are. You don't sound like that. 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn today? We learned a lot. We learned a lot of stuff today, and we're going to get to that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Hear college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.